From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The Senate is voting at this hour on a defense spending bill needed to pay for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The legislation also includes some unrelated items, such as money for highways and extensions of unemployment benefits. Senators are also to continue work on a health care bill. Democratic leaders suggest they're close to an agreement on a plan that would withstand a Republican filibuster. Senators had to brave a major snowstorm to get to work this morning. Brian Cordy with the National Weather Service says it's part of a significant storm affecting much of the eastern U.S.
It is going to bring a wide swath of very heavy snows all the way across the Mid-Atlantic region into southern New England. Heavy snows have already occurred in the western portions of the Carolinas, where some spots have received upwards of almost 18 inches of snow.
The storm is expected to generate winds as strong as 35 miles per hour, which could cause near whiteout conditions. The storm is not good news for retailers. NPR's Tamara Keith has details.
The Saturday before Christmas is normally the single biggest shopping day of the year, but a big wintry mess along the East Coast could keep some people at home. Joe Feldman is a senior retail analyst at the Telsey Advisory Group.
With the Northeast being some of the major population centers in the country, we could see, some pretty negative impacts on purchasing trends, at least over the weekend.
A recent survey from the National Retail Federation found nearly 20% of shoppers plan to check the last item off their list this weekend. Feldman says those on the East Coast may just shift their shopping to a day when it isn't snowing.
Hopefully people will make it up. Hopefully they'll be buying online. But it's going to be a hurdle to get over.
Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Snow plows cleared the runway at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington, D.C., in time for President Obama to return from climate talks in Copenhagen. Officials say he rode in a motorcade back to the White House early this morning instead of taking a helicopter. While in Copenhagen, the president had reached an agreement with five emerging economies on a plan designed to combat global warming. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Many people describe the deal as a small but important step forward in trying to build a global response to climate change. It says that the countries of the world should work to prevent the world from heating up by more than 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. It provides the framework for a global fund that's supposed to grow eventually to $100 billion to help poor countries develop with clean energy and cope with the consequences of climate change. And it will include for the first time ever emissions control pledges by China, India, and other rapidly growing countries. Critics complain that the accord is not legally binding, but it could lead to a legal deal, possibly next year. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.
This is NPR News. Afghan President Hamid Karzai sent to Parliament his list of nominees for a new cabinet today. He plans to keep most of his top ministers, many favored by Western nations. Holdovers include the ministers of defense, interior, and finance. Karzai wants to replace two ministers who've been suspected of corruption. Only one woman was nominated, the Minister of Women's Affairs. The parliament must endorse the cabinet before it becomes official. Officials in Cambodia say they will deport some 20 ethnic Muslims from China who sought asylum in Cambodia. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
A Cambodian foreign ministry spokesman said the Uyghurs were being deported for entering the country illegally. He said they would likely be returned to China, which they fled after ethnic violence earlier this year in western China that left nearly 200 people dead. China has called the Uyghurs criminals, and some Western governments and human rights groups are concerned for their safety should they be forced to return. A U.S. Embassy spokesman in Phnom Penh says Washington is deeply disturbed that the Uyghurs may be sent back. The decision to expel them comes on the eve of a visit to Cambodia by high-ranking Chinese officials. China is one of the largest sources of foreign direct investment in Cambodia, in addition to government grants and loans. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.
Pope Benedict today issued a decree recognizing that the late Pope John Paul had lived the Christian faith heroically. That gives John Paul the title Venerable, or two steps away from sainthood. The Roman Catholic pontiff had put his predecessor on the fast track to sainthood shortly after his death in 2005. The Pope must still determine that John Paul caused a miracle before he can be beatified. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.